CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The pandemic lifting, the remedies, miracles. I welcome Dr. Henry Miller of the Pacific Research Institute, writing in the Wall Street Journal about remarks made by the President of the United States in his State of the Union about new drugs from Pfizer. The president said, "We're also ready with antiviral treatments. If you get COVID-19, the Pfizer pill reduces your chances of ending up in the hospital by 90%. And we're launching the, quote, test to treat initiative so people can get tested at a pharmacy. And if they're positive, receive antiviral pills on the spot at no cost." Henry, a very good evening to you. What is the Pfizer pill, or in fact, the Pfizer pills? Good evening.
Good evening, John. Paxlovid, the Pfizer drug, is actually two different kinds of pills that are dispensed at once. So the first, nirmatrelvir, is the actual antiviral agent. And the second one, ritonavir, is a drug that inhibits in the body. It inhibits an enzyme that degrades nirmatrelvir, so it keeps the nirmatrelvir levels up at therapeutic levels. These pills, both drugs, are administered twice a day. The difficulty is that, of course, was completely ignored in Biden's initiative, is that ritonavir, by inhibiting this enzyme, this ubiquitous enzyme, causes hazardous drug-drug interactions with a huge number of commonly prescribed drugs, especially the very kinds of drugs that would be prescribed normally, would be taken normally by people at high risk for contracting COVID. In the FDA's fact sheet on Paxlovid, there are six pages of drugs that are contraindicated with Paxlovid. And these include critical drugs such as blood thinners, drugs to prevent arrhythmias, to prevent psychotic behavior, and to prevent seizures. And so there are some drugs on the list, like statins and gout medications, that people could very well do without for the 5 days of Paxlovid therapy. But it becomes a very, very difficult and fraught risk-benefit analysis when the drug is a blood thinner or an antiarrhythmic or an anti-seizure medication.
So let me understand this practically, Henry, because this test to treat is a little misleading. It sounds good. If I go to the pharmacy and I'm feeling poorly and they give me the test on the spot, I don't know what it's called, but the test, and it shows positive. Test to treat means that I could immediately seek the antiviral, but I would have to make certain that it's not going to contradict or interact in some way with a drug that I'm on or a condition I already have. Is that correct? I have to check myself, the pharmacist checks, my physician checks. What happens?
Well, that remains to be seen. Presumably, the pharmacist or the pharmacy clerk will ask for a list of the medications that a person takes. And then the pharmacist can then check the list of contraindicated medicines to see whether the Paxlovid could be administered. The problem is that pharmacists make binary decisions. They make yes or no decisions. If they find that the patient is taking a drug that interacts badly with Paxlovid, he or she would not dispense the drug. But that would include vast numbers of people who come in and test positive and are found to be taking a statin or an antihypertensive and so on. So what has to be done is that somebody has to decide whether the potential benefits of Paxlovid outweigh the danger of an adverse drug reaction with any of these six pages of contraindicated drugs. Now, I should explain why the what the adverse interaction is. It's usually caused by ritonavir inhibiting this enzyme that degrades various drug compounds, and so it boosts the level of these drugs to toxic levels, and so that's the potential problem. That's particularly a problem with certain drugs like antipsychotics and blood thinners and antiarrhythmics, for example.
Yes, I see the list here. Isn't it true, Henry? I mean, I'm generalizing, but I don't know these things, so I need your help, Physician Miller. Blood thinners and cardiac arrhythmias and seizures and psychotic behavior, these are not uncommon in the vulnerable group for COVID, correct? These are things that happen in your aging process. So we're looking at a positive, the Paxlovid, but a negative isn't that you can't take it.
That's exactly right. And so, for example, two of the drugs that I take are on the list, my statin and my anti-hypertension drug. You know, if it were up to me, and I were faced with a dilemma, I would probably take the Paxlovid rather than chance the sequelae, the persistent effects of COVID or of hospitalization and death, for that matter. But for some of these other drugs, it would be very dangerous to discontinue them or to reduce their dose and so on. Now, in the article that I had in the Wall Street Journal today, I proposed a way out of this conundrum, and that's that because of the way that these adverse drug reactions occur, namely because of the ritonavir, the company or the NIH could fairly easily do an experiment to see what the appropriate dosing schedule would be with nirmatrelvir alone without the ritonavir, which would eliminate the problem. So what they would have to do is to, volunteers, do a test of different dosing schedules that would be more frequent administration of the nirmatrelvir. In order to keep the blood levels up, but without the ritonavir added to it. So that it might be, instead of the current twice-a-day administration, it might be four times a day, say, which would not be terribly difficult to accomplish for an important drug.
A final thought. The National Institute of Health you involve in, you mentioned that they can do these tests and see what is good. National Institute of Health or officials in Washington would have had an opportunity to review the president's speech. The speech seems incomplete or inarticulate, so there's a moment to correct. Have you seen a correction since Tuesday night, Henry? We have about 30 seconds.
I have not, John, and I suspect from the number of comments and the circulation of my op-ed that there will be attention paid to this issue. The CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla, is going to be interviewed within the next week, and I've submitted that question
right.
to him.
Very good.
So I imagine it'll be done. Something will be done about this issue.
Dr. Henry Miller, physician of the Pacific Research Institute, henrymillermd.org is the website. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.